Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio today by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
We're back.
Back in town from an amazing event. We're going to do a quick recap on our Maryland experience. I'm going to give you guys a little behind the curtain kind of description of what, you know, what we do at these Iron Circle experiences, because they're special.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it leaves folks, you know, not just fired up, but more clear. You know, the network and all that's great, but I think everybody kind of takes home what they need to take home and go, and hopefully it goes attacks. I mean, I'm not worried about this group taking action. Obviously, they're in that group for a reason. You have to be at a certain amount to even be in that room. And, yeah, we just absolutely had a great time. You know, it's a 3 days, so we get there on a Thursday. We leave on a Sunday morning, and we do the whole thing. So let's just kind of walk through what kind of the highlights were. Yeah. What do you think the highlights
were? Well, before we dive in there, just to speak to the taking action part, that's one of the things that really impressed me with the group coming out of this event already. I mean, for those listening, it's Tuesday. Excuse me. We traveled back yesterday. We had an extra day with our travel. And all day yesterday, the group was already talking about what they've accomplished. Some have already set up their meetings, and we'll get into on what those look like and things like that. But the action has already taken place. Before they got home, they had the information, but they've already started swinging the hammer. And that, to me, is the biggest thing. It's not, you know, like the hangover of a seminar, right, where people get home and they're like, oh, okay, No. This group is already making massive moves one day after being home.
Yeah, and that's a testament to the group, but that's the point of this group, is that they're action takers.
Yeah.
And so let's get into it. So Thursday night, we kind of get in. We do our thing called the campfire. It started several experiences ago. It's really a chance to break the ice, get to know folks. I mean, there's a lot of new people in the room. Played a cool game called Werewolf.
Yeah.
And really the point of the Werewolf, you know, game is to explain and show how the informed minority always beats the uninformed majority.
Correct.
The way it works is, you know, there's five werewolves in a group of 45 people. So there's like, what's like 10%, little more than 10% of the group. But effectively, without knowing who the werewolves are, the villagers have to select who they think the werewolves are. And it goes around one at a time. And, you know, at night, the werewolves pick a villager to choose. Everybody wakes up, somebody gets eliminated, and then the villagers and the werewolves get to also throw people in the mix.
To eliminate who they think are the werewolves.
Yeah. And was very clear. Like, it was very, I thought maybe there would be three or four werewolves, chosen and killed. Sure. But not one werewolf was ever chosen in the entire game.
Yeah.
And that just shows you, like, hey, you know, the group think of, and I kind of related it back to the fitness industry, the group think of the majority of the people out there. If you look at the guy across the street who has no clue what they're doing, and you just start copying the uninformed, well, you're going to lose to the informed minority, which I truly believe that Iron Circle, the mastermind, this group of 45 gym owners, they're the informed minority.
Yeah.
Well, they're obviously the minority because there's, you know, 36,000 gyms in the United States, whatever, and there's only 45 of these gyms. But why do these gyms excel 10 times further than the standard gym owner? Mm-hmm. It's because they're informed.
Yep. Yeah, it's access to the information and then the action that follows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's clear.
Yeah.
So that evening, we also had our guest speaker for the next day, Gino Wickman, who's the founder of EOS Worldwide, the book Traction, Get a Grip, as well as he's been a co-author in several other books. he just, you know, he hung with us the whole night, the night before. He wasn't really even on the clock. He had dinner with us, you know, got the chance to meet with a bunch of people, and then he played the werewolf game with us.
Yeah.
And then we went into kind of our three-year visions, and, you know, I kind of walked people through kind of going down the road and looking back and what have you accomplished and writing things down and putting them in order. And he actually shared his goals with us as well, which is super cool.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. I mean, especially for somebody, you know, at a level like that. Worked with, he's got, what do you say, 250,000 businesses that have implemented EOS, whether it be self-implemented or with one of his coaches, with him, you know, as he was initially in that seat doing it himself, which is, again, another unique thing that he himself taught the group rather than one of the hundreds of coaches, thousands of coaches he has. But for him to be vulnerable, him to share things, I mean, he didn't have to do that,
nope.
You know, and he met everybody at the level that we all were at. I mean, it was a personal thing for everybody in the seat, and he shared exactly what his three-year goal is and vision.
Yeah, yeah. And I got a chance to talk to Gino. A lot of people, it was about 70-30 that had known who Gino was before this event. You know, many had read the book. They know of Traction. They know of EOS. But the fact that he was there with us spending, you know, a day and a half, technically, yeah, right, or a full day with us, meant a lot, because I had a conversation with him before everything kind of kicked off, and he's like, yeah, man, I only do 4 or 5 events a year, yep, myself.
Yep.
And I was like, really? He's like, I hand select who I work with. There's, you know, I don't need to work for everybody, obviously. You know, he's a special guy, and he just knew our group was the right group for him, which was kind of an honor in a way. I didn't know that at the time. He told me at that event, I was like, holy cow, really?
It comes back to, and you know, like I draw the tangent to the gym owner, right? You're in fulfillment, you're doing the work every day, but it's a limiting, there is a ceiling there, right? When you're in fulfillment of everything. Gino made a decision to build a business of other leaders that are implementing his business methodologies and
right,
putting the other people in the seat. Now he's doing bigger, you know, massive things that he would never be able to do if he was the one coach in every business. He wouldn't have 250,000 businesses running his thing.
No.
He'd have 25.
Right.
You know, and that's the same mentality that a lot of gym owners find themselves in, is they have to do the work. Back to Mike Michalowicz, right? Your job as a business owner is is job creation, not fulfillment. And so, like, even seeing that in his personal journey and growth, you see the ripples that it makes. And I think it's important for gym owners to see that also, because it shows what's possible, even on something as, you know, foreign, yeah, or unrelatable as, like, you know, building a business around business systems. You know what I mean? But he's not the one doing it. And he still has the luxury of making the choice to go work with somebody.
That's the case. Yeah. That's
just like a gym owner.
That's the asterisk.
He chose.
So he chose to be there, which was super cool. Cause I didn't ask him this, but I'm gonna take a wild guess. He's never done an event like this.
Sure.
He's always on stages. Yep. He's working in corporations, in massive, you know, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 employee corporations, talking about, you know, leadership teams and stuff. And now he's down here hanging out with us in this living room, you, yeah, know, kind of hanging. So that was, yeah, that was a special deal. Everybody got a signed book, got a big photo with everybody. And so, like, the next day was his day. First whole half of the first morning, after hours, we just went through the EOS tools in the system in general. People were peppering him with questions, clarifying everything. And it was really cool because it was interactive, right?
Yeah.
And for these bigger name speakers, they always love the interaction. They don't have to just sit up there and preach, because they want to, what really feeds them is drilling down. And he challenged a lot of folks.
Absolutely.
He challenged them, like, yeah, you know, and so that was cool for, you know, just the chance to meet him, learn from him, get the book, get the photo, you know, hang out the night before and do the whole thing with him. It was really slick. So that was like the first half of day two. And then in the afternoon, we did breakouts. We kind of dove into some of the things that are working in our gyms, et cetera. And then we kind of kicked off the, you know, capped the night off with a little Olympics, which was, you know, the things that we do at these Iron Circle events, the cheesiest things always are the most fun.
Yeah.
You know, so we've had magicians and card guys and, you know, comedians come up and just kind of blast everybody. I totally love that style. But this competition effect, I mean, I have a pretty sure we're going to carry this Olympics to the next one if we can pull it off. But, you know, half of the battle is the venues and the speakers, but then the other entertainment that we have to put together. And plus get the right people in the room. It's just a whole formula, right, that we had, a recipe that we've created. But it was so much fun to see, you know, dodgeball and just those big bumper ball things, egg toss at each other in the competition, and really enjoyed that. Kind of finished off the – what did we do that day two evening, just kind of hang out in the pub a little bit?
Yeah, that was kind of the finish of each of the nights was like, you know, just a deep dive into the networking, and that's the cool thing, right? It's not networking. It's not like you put everyone in a room and then all of a sudden the tangents and the conversations go to random things. Like there's that hub of business. There's a hub of like, you know, when somebody walks up and you're meeting them for the first time, their question is, you know, hey, what's next for you? Or what's your challenges? Or what can I help you with in your business? Mm-hmm. And so it's constantly keeping the purpose and the premise throughout like the three, four days entirely. It's all about just moving the needle of your business. And
right.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights, and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG, that's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
And how that ties to your personal life and goal and dreams and things like that. So that to me is some of my favorite component is hearing the conversations take place when it's not just hearing from somebody on stage, right? It's the person who's a couple steps down the path that you want to go down. And they're willing to give you anything that's going to help you get there.
Our group is it's developed on sharing.
Yes.
You know, there's no secrets here, which, you know, the new folks coming in, because we just signed up, you know, 18 new gyms that came in. This is their first kind of experience with Iron Circle, and they fell right into place. They're sharing shit. You know, there's no secrets. It's awesome. There's no competition in this room. I've been in a lot of masterminds. Mm-hmm. I've been in different industry masterminds. I've definitely been in the fitness industry masterminds, and a lot of people are afraid to share anything.
Yeah, and that's
weird, right?
That like, came up with one of the newbies. I won't say who, but he said outright. He said, "You guys create an environment that I'm willing to share things I wouldn't tell my mother."
Interesting.
You know, and, you know, like, about his business. Like it's numbers on paper, right? Like we're all in it for what it creates, but even that discomfort around talking about your business, talking about what your monthly revenues are, where are your expenses, you know, what is your personal pay? All of these types of things. Most people have resistance and aren't willing to share that stuff with other business owners.
It's important to be able to share it with somebody. If you keep that stuff to yourself as a gym owner, it'll be bottled up and it'll create an outlash on something else. So the fact that we've got an outlet for folks to kind of share, which I mean, I'm totally all about that. That's kind of the whole point of this thing is sharing. So we have our chef in-house, Chef Dave. He's a good friend of ours. He hung out and, basically made gourmet meals every single meal.
Yeah.
From custom omelets to, you know, steak Flames and everything else. Yeah. So day three, now we're into the Saturday morning. We had another speaker come out, somebody that nobody had ever heard of. His name is Christopher Carter. He comes from the, you know, corporate world of, how to read body language.
That was part of the Friday night. He joined us before he showed up Friday night, mm-hmm. and then that was part of what we were doing in the pub and the conversations. He started to get into some of his abilities and things like that, and that was where Friday night kicked off too.
Yeah, that wasn't planned. Nope. That was just something he jumped in. He's a magician, illusionist. But what was really cool was the very first thing he did. You know, if I remember this correctly, you know, we brought him in to help us under, you know, look at body language, how to tell if somebody's telling the truth, how to understand and read a room to where, you know, you can tell what people are thinking and kind of leverage that into our sales approach, et cetera. He kind of worked on, you know, how to present, and there's a lot of things that he's great at. Mm-hmm. But what he did that kind of blew minds was he was able to read people's minds.
Yeah.
In a couple different ways.
Yeah.
The first way he, you know, basically had people pick a card, don't tell anybody, and he just told them what the card they were thinking.
Yeah.
You know, he would name off the cards and would watch their eyes, and if they would twitch or lean or do something or shift or something that he's already figured out about this particular person, random.
Yeah.
He would say, all right, you have a 10 of hearts, you have a 7 of clubs, you have a 3 of clubs, and you have a king of diamonds. And everybody's like, yeah.
What?
And so that was just a cool way. I mean, he's, you know, I think there's a lot more to learn on how to do that, but he was sharing, you know, some of the body language of how to understand folks. That afternoon, we did some kind of what we do every event. We do some hot seats, which we've got a really cool format that our friend John has kind of put together that keeps us on track. That is the absolute most important thing. Is you got to have a framework and timers, and you know, you can't ramble. You got to get right to the point. And you know, we did it so efficiently that we were able to get two extras in mm-hmm. in the time allotted, which is a beautiful thing. Kind of announce a little bit that we're bringing Lindsay on the team. And then we had a little break. We had a little break because we had a special event that evening that I did not tell anybody about. We brought in Joe White and the Firewalkers Institute. And we did a pretty cool, we did a ceremony with the fire. And then we kind of brought everybody into the room and people just shared. I mean, we filled out some stuff and kind of threw it into the fire. We want to let go. And then we did a little like how to walk through it. But, you know, there were some breakthrough moments. I won't get too deep into that. You know, what people were sharing, obviously it's personal, but then, we went out, walked on some fire coals and people bonded and it was amazing.
Yeah. And the takeaway there, I mean, it has to be real. Like we talk about the logic of things and you know, that there has to be a system involved and all of this stuff. But when it comes to like doing the actual work, if you don't have an emotional attachment or a reason, right? Like everyone goes, oh, what's your why? We all know we just need to do more. But like the deeper you're connected to that why, the mission, the real things that mean something to you, mm-hmm. the work doesn't feel like work as much, right? Like you're willing to, you're excited to go do that as opposed to like resentment or pushback on it. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the big takeaway was we had the logic with Gino, the structure, the cadence, and a lot of the tactical changes. And then through the firewalking ceremony was like, okay, well, here's why you have to go do all of the things we just covered, right? And it got people out of their own way. And everybody's takeaway was just, it was a massively eye-opening. It gave them like approval, like we talk about, right? And it was putting certain things to bed. What is the pain that you've carried forward mm-hmm. that you don't need to carry any further, right? We've all had things in our lives that were impactful that we still allow to hold us back in a way. And it was releasing that and coming out of the end of that walk, a transformed individual.
Yeah.
And
very cool.
Yeah. I mean, mind blowing. And we're still hearing to 5 minutes ago, we were still hearing people's, you know, thoughts around that, what it did for them. And I'm sure that's going to continue. I'm excited to see the results of the combination of all of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very cool bonding, sharing, growth, clarity, all of it wrapped into, you know, 2.5 full days out in a beautiful estate out on the coast of Maryland, a farmhouse. Almost 90% of the people were able to stay at the house. We did have to have one overflow Airbnb that was like walking distance over. And gosh, I mean, these are the best part of the Iron Circle is getting people in person, kind of being able to shut off half the phones doesn't work. They don't work out there anyway. So the fact that you can kind of like pseudo unplug, I know a lot of people are still getting stuff done for work, but we've created this and it's very intentional. Like we really take systematic approach to developing these experiences, as well as the growth summits themselves and all of our events. I'm very by hour, what happens next and who goes first and what's after that, and keeping things a secret, and the food, and you know, where we're at and everything else is all by design. And it, you know, a lot of people are like, I don't know how you keep doing this stuff, but like, it's not that hard for us. Like it's cause it's what I would want.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I am a gym owner just like everybody else. So the fact that I know what you want isn't that far fetched. I know what you want. Cause I want the same things. Like, it's not like I'm trying to come up with it I wonder what a gym owner would really want in this situation.
Yeah.
I know exactly what the gym owner want in this situation. So, you know, the Iron Circle right now is closed. We're not taking any more applications per se to join until next January. So that was something I did want to share. If you're listening to this, oh my God, I want to get in on that. Of course you do. I mean, I would love to have you, but we got to just have you kind of get in line. There's ironcircle.net. ironcircle.net. You can go and kind of apply, get first in line. I think there's like four or five people already submitted, and that's great. And maybe the time that January comes around, it's not, you're not for you or whatever. Things change. Totally get it. But we are willing to take applications at this point if you want to be kind of first in line. So for January, and then our next event after this one, we're going to do something in quarter one, late February. That's still in the works. And then we have our Vegas experience. It's actually in Boulder City, out at this Pirates Cove. It's going to be essentially it's like you're living on a pirate ship. Pirates of the Caribbean for 3 days. Speakers to be announced. That's in the end of May. And then, you know, we go right into the Grow Summit again in Nashville, and we're right back to it. So
yeah,
lots of stuff coming up in 25. Wanted to share this great experience. We just came back while it's still fresh. You know, Iron Circle people that you're listening, I know this is still fresh for you. And so we'd love to kind of hear from you guys. Well, we actually have a survey going out. It's going out today. So we'll know exactly how you feel. So fill that out. Fill that out if we're not going to send you an email. So that's it. Anything else you want to add to the experience overall?
No, I mean, just whether it be the Iron Circle, whether it be our accelerator group, whether it be something outside of something we offer, we talk about finding your tribe, about, you know, the journey of the entrepreneur often feels like the island. And so my challenge to every one of you listening is just make sure that you're doing something to put yourself in a place where you have a group that's willing to pull you when you need to be pulled. That's providing you with a safe place to be vulnerable, because that's what really leads to a lot of these transformations. You know, the best part about that group is, like, you walk in. I mean, they're gym owners. They're all, you know, strong, driven, motivated, confident. You know, like, typically you put a lot of those people in the room and there's butting heads, there's egos, there's none of that in this environment. And as unique as that is, that is the purpose of a lot of groups. And so if right now, you know, you can't get in the Iron Circle, just find your tribe, you know, even if it's outside of fitness, just make sure that you have people that you can talk to get some of this at some level. That's going to be, I think, invaluable for any business owner.
Yeah.
You know, if you feel like you're on the island, you don't need to be, but you need to take the choice to not be on the island, right? Find them, find the other people that are doing the things that you want to do, and just close the proximity. Find your community.
Great point. Yep. Awesome. All right. Well, then we'll end on that. That's it for this episode. Hopefully that helped you guys understand what a little bit behind the scenes is. Let's go attack, I guess. Go attack the end of the year. We're quarter four. Go finish up. All right. So that's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. See you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link, and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.